Have you ever come into the possession of a bag of cold, hard cash? Are you a lesbian with massive commitment issues and a broken clarinet? Is your best friend a gay man that you constantly belittle? If you answered yes to all of these, then this episode is all about you. Well, it's all about E. There are discussions of fat shaming and very not chill manipulative behavior, mentions of biphobia and the F slur, and excessive laughter. Listen at your discretion.
Welcome to In Media Les, a podcast where we discuss our favorite queer relationships in media. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Val.
And today we are going to be discussing the 2015 indie film All About E, directed by Luis Wadley, starring Mandala Rose, Brett Rogers, and Julia Billington. This film... We decided to watch it because I found it on a list of, like, here's some recent, like, lesbian movies to check out. And Val and I watched it this weekend, and oh my. Do you want to start with your thoughts? Her thoughts are just laughter. Just okay. Laughter.
I have positive thoughts. I have some positive thoughts. Start with the good stuff. Yeah. So it's not a masterpiece. It will not win Oscars. However, it's a pretty good movie if you're, like, with your significant other and you just want to chill and watch something and just kind of have a good time.
If you know what we mean. Wink, wink.
I don't think it's a good movie for that. You will be laughing way too hard.
Yeah, it's not a good movie for Netflix and chill.
I think the most accurate thing I can compare it to is, like, romance novels.
Yes.
They're great, but, like, you're not going to talk about it with other people, right? It's just a thing that you kind of watch for funsies. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start with some positive things. I thought that the main actor, Mandala Rose, she did a good job.
She did.
As the eponymous E, whose full name I forget. It's something fancy, but it's they call her E.
She goes by E.
And I think she does a pretty good job playing this character who I guess we're supposed to like, but I found pretty unlikable throughout the whole film.
She has a thumb ring and... Oh, God. Sorry, yeah, please continue.
You're not a fan of thumb rings.
Look, on some people it's great. It looked really, really good on her. But in terms of, like, stereotyping a character really quickly, they sure did the job correctly.
I mean, the whole film seems to be set up from the start for you to not like her very much. Because, like, it starts with the scene, she's making out with a woman in a bathroom stall. And they show all the other people it's inconveniencing. And it's showing that...
And they're not just making out. They're...
Okay.
They're fiddling the diddle.
They're... Well... But it's all very, like, PG-13. Like, Shirts come off, but not underwear. Underwear does come off at a later scene. There's a very long scene. Yeah, and it wasn't very good either. It was just kind of there. But we'll get to that, I'm sure. Anyways, I was trying to say, like, the point is, like, at the start of the film, like, E is, like, neglecting her job. She's... hogging the bathroom at the club, which is someone who has a small bladder. People who hog bathrooms at clubs are just so frustrating. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom too. I don't know what you're doing in there. I don't really care. Just let me go in there and let me pee. But anyways, so like, she's not a very likable person, and then we learn that, like, she's not out to her parents, and I don't know, she's, like, hid her relationship with the woman whose name I forget. I need to
I
look it up now.
haven't, yeah, I
Trish.
don't know. Is that her
With
name?
Trish,
I don't think I've
yes.
ever heard them
Played
say
by
her name.
Julia Billington. She hides a relationship with Trish from her parents, you know,
And
and
it's a long relationship too. It's
yeah,
not
like it
like
was
they
very
just met.
serious.
They're living together. They're celebrating anniversaries by that point. It seemed to be a very serious relationship.
And then she has a gay best friend, Matt, who she does not
Whoa,
take
look, just
seriously at all, and is just like quasi abusive too, I would argue,
She's
on some
really
level.
mean to him, and he's her manager in getting her gigs and stuff.
She just constantly, like, everything she says goes, and then poor Matt is just here being so accommodating and like solving every problem. And
Not only that, she got him into like a super seriously dangerous situation.
yes. So, okay, so we should explain the story probably before we go further. So, Elmira is she is working at a club as a DJ. The
For
club's
a guy named
owner,
Johnny.
yes, the for a guy named Johnny who's like the club owner slash like supposed to be like a mafioso, but he's kind of
Such a
dweeby looking. I don't know. I just thought it. I was like, this guy looks like the grown up version of someone who got shoved into a locker for their lunch money and not really. You know, like he's doing his best. He's got his hair slicked back and he's got like, you know, the
The
this.
sideburns,
This these
the leather
rockabilly
pants or whatever.
sideburns and the leather outfit. He's doing his best, but like he just is not very convincing as this like mafioso type. But anyways, he accidentally steals a suitcase full of money from Johnny, and then she realizes that this is like, I guess, her ticket out of here. She doesn't really seem to have much of a plan, but E and Matt, who is her manager, go on a road trip as they try and evade Johnny, who's coming after her to get the money back. They find out that E has like no friends because she's pissed everyone off. Her family thinks E and Matt are married, but they don't like Matt. E ends up going back to Trish. There is a lot of tension. Trish is understandably pretty upset, but they end up getting back together anyway. And then at the end, E realizes the money is not as important as Trish and gives the money back to Johnny, and they leave in an airplane and live happily ever after. I feel like that plot, while serviceable, I'm glossing over a lot of just like scenes where I was just sitting there and I was just like, why?
I feel like they've had a coherent plot and then they just forgot to film it. Remember the dolls in Matt's apartment? Like those really
Yes.
cheap fake Barbie dolls that
They
they
made a
sent for
big
some
deal
reason?
of it. Like, they
Yeah, they're
showed
like,
multiple scenes of these Barbie dolls.
that apparently cost a fortune,
Yes.
as the gay himbo henchman to Johnny pointed out.
Yes. Who I love that himbo, by the way.
He's great. He's just grinding it up with Matt on the phone.
Yep. I've got to say, Johnny's henchmen are the least convincing henchmen. That's another thing. Like, they're not intimidating.
Yeah, they're just like hanging out with him, following along. But yeah, so there are these dolls, and they showed him like three times or something. It's only logical to think that, hey, they lost the money, but now they have these dolls that's worth a small fortune or whatever they said about them. But no, they just gave the money back. And also, like, what did she need the money for? It didn't get her free of Johnny, right? She just,
She just
like,
took the
she
money and
didn't,
ran.
yeah, she didn't actually need money. Like, they didn't set up anything to make it seem like she didn't have money.
And I think they realized also at a certain point that, like, Johnny wasn't all that villainous. Like, because he's just, for most of it, he's just trying to get the money that's his back. And, like, yes, maybe there's something about maybe it's illicit, but like that's not E's problem. She's not a cop. Like, why is she, you know, like, so they show a scene where he like kind of sexually harasses her, And it's really gross.
That was a little gross. Well, not a little, but that was very gross.
It was very gross. But, like, it was just so clearly put in there. It felt like just such a, like, an afterthought. Like, oh, we need to make the villain into a villain. So we better show him doing something. Yeah, because
he's pretty okay otherwise.
Yeah, because, like, even at the end. So at the end, like, there's this whole confrontation. E has a gun and is, like, pointing it at him and... Johnny has a knife to Trish's throat or something, and at a certain point he's like, oh, we don't want the money, and Johnny like ends up with the gun and has it pointed at her, and she just walks away from him, and Johnny doesn't fire, he doesn't do anything, he's just like, oh, okay, and he just takes the bag of money and leaves, and it's just like, okay, so like this whole thing probably could have been like solved if she didn't have to go anywhere.
Like, yeah, and here's the thing, like, do you remember when they're running away and she calls him and he's like, you need to get the money to me by 9?
Yeah.
And then he just waits because he trusts her. Like, he likes her. She's a person who brought his club some attention. He's built up her career. And now, like, he saw that she took the money, but he still gave her the benefit of the doubt. And then he legit just waited. And then afterwards, he's still, like, didn't want to hurt her or anything. He legitimately was just in a very difficult and dangerous position himself because he's doing business with dangerous people. Yeah, of course he's gonna want the money back. And then she throws it out of the plane and scatters
it.
Oh
yeah,
that was so rude. That was rude.
Poor guy is gonna be there picking up money for hours.
Yeah, and then his dummies are gonna get there and help him out with it.
Himbo henchmen. Yeah, it was just... So basically... So, the villain doesn't work. The hero doesn't work.
There's a lot of fat shaming with Matt.
Yes.
Like really weird, displaced fat shaming.
Yeah, they treat him like he's the grossest individual. And it's like, he's not even, like, fat. He's just kind of a little on the bigger side than average. But not, like, he's fine. He looks good, and he's so well groomed, and he's always so smartly dressed, and it's like, this guy is not, like, they make it sound like he's, like, so desperate, and there's this part where he pretends that he looks like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
he says, I look like it. He's typing a message to someone on, like, not Grindr, whatever their gay dating chat site is, and he says, like, some people say I look like a Irish Robert Pattinson, and it's like, dude, this guy does not need to pretend like he looks like someone else. He is so polished and put together.
Yeah.
And I understand that sometimes, like, you know, like, dysmorphia or whatever, like, people feel they still need, like, regardless of how they look. But that doesn't really seem to be the case. It really just seems to be a lot of, like, fat shaming.
Yeah, and at some point, they just use the F slur in the beginning when they're, like, some random dudes passing by the cross-dressers.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
It didn't lead anywhere. We just had a scene where E defends them and, like, beats up the guy really
and
weirdly.
And picks up the garbage can.
Like that an empty...
like not one of those small... Not like your kitchen garbage can. Like, one of those big ones you put outside. And she picks it up and, like, hoists it and is about to hit the guy with it. I'm just like, that. It's a plastic garbage bin and it's, like, bigger than you are. You're not going to do any damage with that thing. Like,
and
is
they're
gonna...
pretty big guys, too. Yeah. Like, she's not...
It was such a weird... I knew we would focus on that scene because it's just mechanically such a weird... Like, of all the things to pick up and threaten someone with, a giant, like, garbage dumpster thing, trying to pick that up and, like, hit someone with it. I'm like, there's so many different things you could have had. It could be, like, a tire iron or... you know, like a bike chain, or, you know, there's so many other objects that can be out on the street. Why did you pick a trash can?
And that scene had no follow-up. They just stopped at a red light, said hi to these, like, people who got yelled at in the street with slurs. Then she beats up these dudes, and then we just keep driving on the green light.
It's just like,
and we never
okay,
see those people again.
Just a reminder that homophobia exists
exactly.
In the world. Just in case you wanted to watch this quasi-comedic, feel-good lesbian romance movie, we need to remind you that homophobia is there. Like, maybe not feel good, but like, it's supposed to, at least on some level, be like comedic, I think.
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny and like make no sense in a way that's silly.
Yes.
But like there are better ways to do that.
Yes.
Right? Also, I didn't really understand her like whole problem in life with the clarinet that like she could only work on the day when she had an exam. And then because of that, she failed out of college and now can't play the favorite instrument that she has. She can only DJ now. It was really weird.
I guess again, it's trying to present this narrative where it's like E has this choice between the authentic life with Trish, where she plays clarinet in a quartet and is with this in this monogamous relationship, or she's got this sad, superficial life where she's the DJ at the club
And
with
is fairly successful.
who's very successful and has a big audience, and all these
Seems to
women are
enjoy
like
it too.
lining up to be with her. And
Yeah.
it's presented as this like dichotomy. It's like you can choose to be the like cottage core lesbian, or you can choose to be the like no good party lesbian, and there is nothing in between. Pick E.
Her ex became a farm gay.
Yes, well, her ex was totally cottage core.
Oh my God, I seriously had like muscle spasms in my cheeks after that movie 'cause I was just laughing so hard.
Me too. And then
It's
the
a great
dog. Can
movie.
we talk about the dog?
Yeah.
So there's a dog, and there's like, but Trish has it. I forget the dog's name. Oh God.
No idea. Dude, it had a name.
The dog totally had a name. I'm gonna say it was like Lucy or something. It was something
Sure.
like that. This dog, Lucy, I guess. They make a big thing about like how much, Trish loves the dog, and there's a scene where like the dog goes to E and is whining and like wants Trish to like go to E. So like clearly
The
like
dog
the
is like, hey,
dog
you two need to hook up
yeah,
immediately.
yep, this dog wants these monogamous lesbians to get together. I don't know. Like it's just like the dog is the Cupid in the scenario. But then at the end, okay, first of all, Johnny drugs the dog, and you think I thought the dog was gonna die, and I was gonna be like, this is gonna be extremely weird if they like kill the dog in the final scene, and then like
Yeah.
E and Trish share like a happy moment. But like it didn't. It turns out the dog was just drugged with like, I don't know,
Well, like,
some kind
yeah.
of drug, but like the dog was fine. And then at the end, E is escaping on the plane, and then she's like, oh wait, I forgot the dog. And it's like, wait, who forgets their pet? Who's just like, oh, I'm getting into the plane to escape from the crazy guy with the gun. Oh, I forgot the dog. Like,
And not only that, they like took the dog from the farm to this other
yeah.
location that's like tw 20 kilometers away or something. So they traveled with this dog for a while.
All they had to do was not take the dog with them, or like, and like Trish never shows any
Right? She doesn't care
affection for
about
the
that
dog. Like
dog. It's her
she never
dog.
like it would have been solved very easily just have Trish be like, E, you can't get in the plane yet. You gotta rescue my dog first. I love my dog. Like, but Trish never expresses like anything about the dog. Like, I don't even know if she touches the dog at any point throughout the movie. It's like, is the actress like, is she allergic to dogs as the woman from dog allergy? I can understand. But maybe, it could have been some other animal then.
Yeah, and like in the beginning, she like calls for the dog when the dog races to E
Yeah.
when she's like, no, you can't stay here. And then she changes her mind and she's like, okay, you can stay here for a day. But yeah, she does not care about that dog.
No, it's upsetting. It's like love your pet. I'm
Oh, God.
personally offended by this.
Yeah. The fact that E's actor is very attractive saved this movie for
Mandala
me.
Rose, yes.
Yeah.
I
Like,
looked her up to see if she was in anything else, but I guess not. Not really.
she was pretty good as this character, like as this specific type of person, she did a really good job. I did not like E, but I kind of got it. Like, I get it. But also, damn. But okay, every time they had flashbacks to when E and Farm Gay were together, they used this weird filter for the camera, and it looked like a soap opera.
Yeah, there were some weird choices like that too.
But once again, weirdly enjoyed this movie. Had a lot of fun making fun of it.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell they made it for that reason.
Yeah, it's one of those movies you put on with your friends and you riff on it while you're watching it.
Yeah. It's a movie you roast out of like. But yeah, it's really weird that they had like Matt be the doormat to everyone.
The doormat.
I didn't intend to say that. You wouldn't notice.
You noticed. I could tell from the little way your voice just like skipped.
Yeah, I heard it in my head before I said the word. I was gonna just barrel right through, but
no, you pointed it out. I'm here to call you on it.
yeah, you're keeping me humble.
Yeah. So what were you saying about doormat?
Yeah, it's so weird, because, like, first of all, she forgets his birthday. This happens on his birthday.
Oh, yeah, that was profoundly messed up.
Then he finds the money, and he says, whoa, that's a lot of money, where is it from? She says, I don't remember, because she was on drugs. And then he's like, yeah, let's bring it to the cops if you don't know where this money came from. It's dangerous. And she's like, no, it's a lot of money. We can keep it. And then she just runs away and tags him along, even though he has nothing to do with this, right?
Yep.
And then throughout the whole movie, people get tortured because of her.
Yeah.
There's the taxi driver who drove her home. And then the woman she was with that night, who also tagged along, who was probably on drugs.
Yeah, there's...
Who had no idea about the money.
Multiple torture scenes.
Like, it wasn't on screen, but it kind of was heavily implied. Like, they almost threw a taxi driver off the roof, if not did so.
I couldn't tell.
It was very ambiguous.
Yeah.
And then they, like, threatened this young woman, and she's like, I don't know. I don't know who this person is. We hung out once. Oh my god, why are you... Don't kill me. Oh, just really hard to like the main character, other than the fact that she's kind of hot.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess there's some other... The other scene that I'm thinking of now is when, like, there's, like, a kind of a quasi-montage where E is looking for a place to stay with Matt, and they go and see all of E's, like, exes.
And they're all like, no, you're a bad person.
Yeah, and
she wants to bring this into other people's homes.
Right? Like, she's, like, going to wrap these unsuspecting women up in her, like...
Mafia business.
Mafia theft. Like,
and
it's
then,
just so selfish. And then, like,
they
she's
get a
very
car
judgmental.
From Matt's friend?
Yes, she's so judgmental about every person who helps them.
Yeah, like, they go to this, like, lovely woman who's Matt's friend. I don't know who she is to
former,
him, but...
Former landlady.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And then, like, she just loans them her car, right? She's the one who gave the car.
Yeah, yep, the landlady.
And then they just go away. And the whole time, she's like, who is this woman?
Yeah, and she, like, the landlady, like, tells E's fortune with, like, a tarot deck or something. And,
she calls her immature or something.
Yeah, and E gets all, like, prickly about it. And it's like, dude, this lady, like, let you into her home and then now is letting you borrow her car and you're just so mean to her. And it's just like every single other person that they went to the person that E owed,
like $1,000 to.
Like $1,000. And she gives, and E does pay her back in E's defense. Like, that's, like, the one unambiguously decent thing. Like, and
Yeah,
not
she
even
pays
good
back
thing.
with
Like,
like a little bit extra, but it seems like she's owed that money for a very long time.
And then gets all upset when the woman wants like nothing to do with her, and then she like goes and visits another woman that she like hooked up with and was like, oh, she
Yeah,
was
she had like,
experimenting or whatever, and then that
yeah,
woman
a
has
woman
like
who has like kid, like a
a
kid and a
kid and is
husband, and
like
she's like, oh, she was
judgmental about
confused.
it. Oh, she was
I
confused.
hated that sentence.
Yeah, it's just like, no, she, people are allowed, you
No, you're
know.
just a bad person to be with.
You're like, people are allowed to not be with you. Not everyone is like your groupies at your club nights, E. Calm down. It was like not good.
And like, she goes home? That's her solution to be on the lam. She goes to her parents' house.
Yeah, and again, wrapping her parents up in this like mafioso business, and then also like bringing her friend, who is like a out and proud gay man, bringing him into a situation where
Where he has
he
to
has to
pretend.
pretend to be her husband. And there's this whole scene of like him rehearsing how to pass as straight, and it's so awkward and so uncomfortable, and it's just like, why?
And you know that she talked him into it. There's no way he was like, oh, what if I help you out with this thing and pretend to be married to you?
Oh, definitely not. This was completely her idea from start to finish.
Yeah. And there's a weird thing where her mom stopped singing. Because, like, at first I thought it was because her son died, but then we find out it's because she, like, failed out of college. It was weird. I couldn't tell if it was because she lost a child or because her daughter, like, stopped going to school. Both seemed to be on equal grounds with that.
Yeah, and then the brother dying is kind of a throwaway thing. It's not talked about too much. I
Not
don't
at
know.
all. And then the dad is like super grouchy and doesn't allow music in the house because his life sucks or something.
Because you gotta have someone who, I don't know, like, yeah, it's just very footloose, like, no music. I'm against fun.
Yeah, and he seems to legit kind of like Matt. But then every time Matt, like, because Matt has to keep reminding himself to sound straight, quote unquote. And every time he goes back to that like dude bro voice, the dad looks at him so weirdly.
And again, I feel like the actor who played the dad was trying really hard. Like, that was one thing that's like, this guy's really trying, but he's just
Yeah.
not been given very good material to work with, I
Yeah,
think.
he I don't think like I can't even pinpoint what he's there for. Like they forgot to give him any character whatsoever. He did a good job though. He really like encompassed like the quiet dad who hangs out.
The quiet dad who hangs out. Classic movie character.
Yeah. Their house was beautiful though.
I mean, that was it was nice seeing, it was clearly filmed in this in Australia on location, and there's some beautiful scenes.
Yeah, the landscapes are awesome and the architecture is pretty cool, and it's just a little refreshing because everything is kind of filmed here.
And like definitely, you know, like a lot of mainstream stuff, they have that kind of like, yeah, like everything either is New York City or it's like vaguely middle America, and it was nice to see like, or like generic Europe or something. You know, like, it was nice to see Australia. I'd like to see Australia more in films. It's in
Yeah.
a cool place, a lot of cool people. Shout out to our Australian fans. This isn't pandering, what?
No, we're not pandering. You should also watch this movie with your friends. Get like a bunch of popcorn and just right away. Just know that it's not gonna be a great movie, but like it seemed like they had a lot of fun filming it, which I always like in stuff.
Yeah, and like lots of popcorn because you can throw some at the screen.
Yeah. Okay, do you know what drove me insane?
Okay, what drove you insane?
She keeps playing the clarinet around people who are sleeping.
Oh, yes, that like drove me freaking nuts. It was just, sorry, I keep snapping because I'm just like, yes, I totally agree. She, yeah, like Trish is trying to sleep
time.
and she's in her room playing the, like, it's like, why are you playing your clarinet only when people are asleep? I know, like, there's the whole thing where clarinets, like, I guess you could, like, they're supposed to be hypnotizing on some level,
They were
but like,
not.
no, like, she's giving this full musical performance while people are trying to sleep.
Literally, like, absolutely, literally,
Yeah, like
there
a
is
character
always a
is
person
in
sleeping
bed.
next to her
Yeah.
in bed whenever she's playing the clarinet
Could you
loudly.
imagine, like, you're with someone and you're in bed and you're about to go to sleep and they pull out a clarinet and just start playing? Like, how would you react to that, Val?
The anger issues would flare up. They would not have that clarinet anymore.
Yeah, I think if I were asleep and someone started playing, I think my first reaction would be confusion. It would be like,
Yeah, like what's happening?
what's happening? And like, and then yes, there would be a discussion like, the clarinet gets put away at bedtime, or else it gets put away for you at bedtime. Because like that, no, like there are like a good, 16 other hours of the day where clarinet playing would be much more reasonable.
There's not a single scene where she doesn't do that next to a sleeping person. She does it once busking out, like outdoors, but that's it. Like that's the only time she does it outdoors, and that's where she meets Trish.
Yeah.
Trish. Oh God, I hated that. I was so angry for the people next to her. And
It's a good thing
another
it's a
thing.
clarinet. Could you imagine being woke up if someone's playing like the tambourine next to you
Oh
in
my
bed?
God. No, I would be in jail for homicide. For homicide.
Okay.
Yeah, like, as a person who can't fall asleep if there's even like a sliver of light in the room, if the door is even a little bit open, it would drive me insane. Like, I would have lost my mind. Those people that deal with her naturally have to be very patient.
Yeah, and I think that's for like E in general. It's like everyone around her is so patient with her when she is just the most ridiculous human being. And at a certain point, I kind of lost patience with her.
People keep giving her chances over and over again. Like, poor Trish.
Yeah, Trish
That
deserves
woman
better.
is kind of very dumb because she keeps
Yeah.
taking this rude, gross person back. And at one point, like, after they break up, right? E gets with someone like a day later or
Yeah.
something. That was gross.
If
Like,
you.
Trish went back to their apartment to like drop off the key and pick up her like remaining stuff and walked in on E playing the clarinet with a sleeping woman next to her.
As you do. Who hasn't had a breakup where you've walked in on your ex playing the clarinet for a sleeping woman in bed next to them? I mean, it's just. Yeah, E is just like, at the end, there's like this, the revelation moment where she becomes like a decent human being, but it's like up until then,
Does
she's
she though?
awful. I mean, yeah,
Does she become
it's
a
like,
decent
is
human
she actually,
being?
like, if you are the Trish to an E in a relationship, you just need to break up and find someone better for you. This is now a relationship advice
Yes.
podcast. Welcome. This is In Media Les, where we talk about queer relationships and how to solve your problems.
If you have a partner that is unfortunately very similar to E, you have to have conversations and you have to make decisions,
Even if
please.
they're really attractive, like E is, it's still.
It's not worth it.
You deserve better.
Yes.
There's better people out there, people who aren't going to steal a bunch of money and implicate you in some mafia thing that
And make
where
you run away
hench.
from your mortgaged parents' house after
Yeah.
your parents died or something, and then like have you run away for outlaw land or whatever? God, it's so aggravating. Oh
Oh
my God, do you
gosh.
remember when she fixed her tractor?
Oh yeah.
That was ridiculous. So
What was the point of that?
I
Like the
don't
tractor fixing.
know.
There's this scene where like Trish makes this big show of like, ah, the tractor isn't working. And then E like comes over and is like taking a look at it, and like Trish is like, okay, be my guest, take a look. And then like a scene later, E like shows up on the tractor and it's running perfectly fine and like has this smug look on her face. And it's like, I don't really understand, 'cause this is clearly supposed to be some kind of like metaphor for their relationship maybe. But I don't really get it, because E hasn't done any, like, she hasn't repaired the relationship. She hasn't even tried. She just showed up here, demanded a bunch of stuff from Trish, and basically said, like,
Built a fence.
well, even that, like, she was
Fix the
really not,
tractor.
well, okay, the part where she was building the fence, it was not going very well. I don't know if you, like, as someone who's kind of done some like outdoor work before, like she's trying to put the stake in, and
It looked like
she's
the actor didn't know what the actor was doing.
right. Well, like she's using like one of those stake drivers where you're supposed to kind of put your body weight into it so that it like goes into the ground, and she's not doing it right. She's kind of just half-heartedly pushing on it, and
She's also a tiny woman.
yeah,
Like,
like
she's a very small person, and her
yeah.
girlfriend is taller and has been working on this farm for what feels like a long time now.
And even like Matt has more body weight and could totally put it, and that isn't like a, sorry, I don't want that to be like a fat joke. He's just like, he's a
No,
bigger
he's like a
guy.
big guy.
Yeah. And like like he could totally easily probably do it, or they could do it together. But yeah, like why would you send the smallest person to do the thing that's reliant on body weight?
Well, okay, to be fair, I too would have wanted her out of the house for hours at a time.
That's true. And you gotta
But
tire her out before she gets up to some other shenanigans.
yes. So in that respect, absolutely. But then they make like Matt just walk through the desert for a whole day, and he is not having a great time traveling with E at all. Well, while they're driving, she keeps switching his music to like the same song, like the same
Oh,
clarinet
yeah.
song, and keeps listening to it. And after the third time, he's like, "What is this?
Please just let Matt listen to his
Let
music,
him
E.
listen to normal music."
That's all. He's going along with everything else. He just wants to listen to some pop. Is that really too much to ask for? It's not like he's putting on weird. You're the one putting on, like, the same classical clarinet performance. Like, it's not enough that you do this in bed. You have to listen to it while you're on a long. Like, I love, like, classical music. But I
But
would
not on a road
never,
trip
yeah,
over and
I would
over.
never. I'm like, I'm on a road trip with my friend. I would never be like, yeah, check out this sick jam and put in some Bach. Like, no.
And then keep
No.
doing it
Yeah.
after your friend very clearly is taking the phone back to turn on other music.
Yeah, like,
Any other music.
aw, hand me that aux cable. We're gonna listen to some more Bach.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Yeah, E is just a piece of work.
Yeah, this has been the E rant.
Yes. Her girlfriend is also kind of such an empty character. I was a little upset at that.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. Trish has no interests beyond she is a farmer and she has a dog, but we don't know anything about her. Like, what's her ambitions? What's her drive? What does she want in life? We
Yeah,
know
because
nothing.
didn't they live in like the city and they met on campus and
Yeah.
then they lived together, and then after they broke up, she had to move back to her farm, right? Because her father passed away and her mom was like not able to stay there anymore or something, and they have financial problems.
Yeah.
That's okay, that's interesting. But then she very easily decides to just run away when her ex-girlfriend shows up and like says, "Hey, I have this money that I stole from a criminal who's chasing me and I need a place to stay." And she's like, "Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure." And then immediately like they start making out.
Yeah, within like 24 hours.
That was a very long sex scene.
Yeah, the sex scene. We need to talk about that. It overstayed its welcome.
I did not watch it because I don't like those sort of scenes. They make me deeply uncomfortable. But I kept rewinding because I figured, oh, it's going to be like a minute, right? So I kept clicking forward and skipping forward and skipping forward and skipping forward. And I'm like, am I clicking the wrong button? And then I scrolled over the time bar and it was over 5 minutes long.
Movie is only like 90-95 minutes. So that is more than like 5% of the film.
Oh, God. It was long.
Yeah. And I am not a sex scene connoisseur by any stretch. Yes. Like you, I don't find them, like, I'm not quite like, I need to fast forward through it, but I'm just, it's not something I seek out in films. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like, it's just not something that doesn't, it's like, I have the same problem with long fight scenes. Personally too, like, it's just kind of at a certain point, it's just like, yeah, unless you're doing something really cool or interesting, like, I could pretty much just fast forward to the part where I see who wins. But there's some exceptions, and I don't think you can really do the neat stuff with fight scenes. You can't really do that with sex scenes. But it's just like also kind of uncomfortable. I didn't get there isn't a lot of chemistry between the two actors.
Because by this point, we have seen E do, like, really bad stuff to everyone around her. And now she's getting back to this person who she deeply hurt.
Yeah, you don't want them to be together, I guess.
And
it's like happiest season all over again, isn't it? We need to do... Okay. Yeah. Sorry to say this, but for December, for Christmas this coming year, we'll do a happiest season episode, and we'll talk about that relationship in that movie. But
happiest season is better than this movie, though.
Oh yes, without a doubt. Like, Aubrey Plaza, like,
much
rules,
better.
And I would just see everything with Aubrey Plaza in it. But
even
anyway,
Mackenzie Davis, she's a really good actor too.
She's great too. But anyway,
I think she just got handed a. About that.
We're getting off topic. Anyways, the sex scene, it's not very good, and it overstays its welcome, and it's just uncomfortable because you know the backstory, you know the history, and you don't. I don't really think I want them to be together at that point.
And Trisha's so hopeful, right?
Yeah.
By that point, she thinks that, like, okay, she's going to give this woman another chance. Maybe she's changed. You know, she came back. She sought me out. And then the next morning, what happens? Why does she get mad at her? E does something. I can't remember what it was, though.
I can't remember either.
But she got super mad at her.
I think
was all happy that they got back together, and he's like, oh, good morning, Trish, hope you had a good night, wink wink, I made you this awesome breakfast. And she's like, I'm not eating breakfast.
Oh, also there's the whole part where Matt, like, overhears them having sex, and he has this look on his face while he's doing that, like, yeah, they're back together, like, I'm happy for this. And I'm like, on the one hand, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I've lived with enough people that I've heard plenty of people having sex in my days. Oof. And never have I laid there in bed and been like, yeah, I'm happy for them. It's mostly been like, I hope they shut up soon so I can get to sleep.
This is a clarinet all over again.
Yeah.
Worse.
Like, I don't care. Like,
he's a really good friend and she does not deserve
him. He's a good friend. Yes. Like, better friend than me, clearly, because if I hear my friends having sex, I'm like, oh my god, shut up. So the fact that he's like, yeah, they're doing it, go them, like, okay, I would never have that reaction.
Yeah, that was whatever, right? He's like the comedic relief, everyone's punching bag, so I guess it was like only, it was whatever that he was like, yeah, good job.
Yeah,
but him and that, like, himbo boy, they never meet after that first initial scene when he's like, I can make you a shirt that looks really, really good on your muscles.
They're in the credits sitting together.
Yeah, but like they had a perfect opportunity to have them kind of like interact in that final scene with the chase.
Yeah, and they didn't.
And they
They
just
left the
left
henchmen
the henchman
behind.
behind. I was waiting for that the whole movie.
Yeah, that is weird. And I thought the Barbie doll thing was going to pay off then too, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
It was Chekhov's Barbie dolls, except they didn't end up
It
mattering.
wasn't Chekhov, so it checked out.
Oh. That's
Oh,
the end of the
God.
episode. Bye. Just kidding.
But yeah, and in the end, like, she didn't get what she wanted either. She wanted to DJ. She loves DJing. But
Yeah.
I guess she likes the clarinet. But, like, she
But
wasn't
she's
even the
performing.
main
Yeah,
person.
her
She
mom is
opened
the
for her
main
mom,
performer.
who's. She was not a good singer.
And Trish's back in the city, so did she just give up the
Yeah, what
family
happened to her
farm?
farm? A lot of questions. A lot of questions. No answers. Very hilarious movie to watch.
Yeah.
I've had a horrible time. At many points, I wanted to friend divorce you
Okay.
for making me watch this, but then every time it
To be fair, I
came.
wanted a friend divorce myself, so.
But every time it kept coming around into the area where it was so funny that I was
Yeah.
kind of okay with it.
And I just want to finish by saying, like, I think everyone who like worked on this film, like, there's no like one thing that was bad, and I don't want to single
Yeah.
anyone out. And I know that like so much is put into making even an independent film, and I respect that, and I respect the performers, and we are making fun of it at a certain point, but like it's good natured. We appreciate that
Yeah.
this movie exists. It's better that it exists than it doesn't, and it's always good to see more queer media out there. So I don't want to be, I don't know, I don't want to come off as too harsh or like seeming like I don't want a movie like this to exist at all, because it was a good movie. We had a good time with it in the
Yeah.
end, and we had fun discussing it.
Yeah, like the cinematography was great. The
Yes.
actors did a fairly decent job with what they got, right? Like
Yeah.
it seemed like everyone had fun.
The locations were beautiful. Like they had
Yeah.
some really great locations. I like the club scene. I like the urban scenes. The outback. I assume that was the Australian outback.
All the
Seems like a
extras were
neat place.
memorable.
Yeah.
The actor who played Johnny seemed to be having just like the best time of his
Oh,
life.
yes. Yeah. I assume he's Irish because he had like a good Irish
Yeah.
brogue going. And like, again, like not necessarily the perfect casting, but the actor was doing his best to rise to the occasion,
Yeah,
and
he did
he
a
was
pretty good job.
excellent.
I liked Johnny, except
Yeah.
for that first scene where he's a little gross.
Yeah, well, and he tortures people, but like.
But even that is, it's like strangely placed, but he made the best of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is a good movie to check out with your friends if you want something to like make fun of and like kind of riff on. And it can be a fun, it's
Yeah,
short.
lighthearted.
It's short, it's lighthearted, it's got a dog in it. What more could you ask for?
The dog doesn't die.
The dog does not die. It's a little dicey. I was
It looked like
worried,
it was,
but the dog is fine.
but it's fine.
Lucy, or whatever the dog's name was.
Yeah, I honestly only knew two names because I am bad at those.
This is what the IMDb page is for, but they don't put the dog on there, which is ridiculous. The dog should get
That's
an
rude.
acting credit.
Yeah.
IMDb, fix this.
Immediately, please.
Okay, I think any final thoughts, Val?
Trish should not have given her a clarinet in the end, because she knew they were getting back together.
You mean her
And
own sleep?
yeah, so poor Trish should have thought that through
Yeah.
more. But other than that, good for them, I guess. Hopefully, your girlfriend will not make you be a part of any major crimes anymore.
Yeah.
Good
And
luck with the
isn't
mortgage on
that
your
what we can
farm.
all hope for? May your girlfriends not be involved in major crime anymore. That is my blessing. Yeah, so Just to wrap things up, thank you everyone for tuning in. We have a few things to plug. Our social media is on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. We are at InMediaLez. We have a subreddit, r/InMediaLez. You can email us at InMediaLez@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments, we'd be happy to feature them on the show if you're down for that. Our website is InMediaLez.com. And please remember to like, rate, subscribe, do whatever you can do on any of your favorite podcast services. And that really helps us out. And thank you all so much.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time where we discuss something better. Bye. For what sorry, just sign. Are we like wrapping up? Are we done with this film?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because we're only at the 30 minute. I don't know. Like that just felt like a wrap up. Okay.
This pandering corner.
We're still in pandering. Okay, sorry to interrupt pandering corner.